And so it came to pass in the year 1973 that the great American machine began to slow down. The empire was running out of gas, and the pump was on the other side of the world. Suddenly it became clear that the joyride was almost over.
On the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Our view is outward. Our thrust is forward.
Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10.
Remember the
nine,
words of my great master, Guru Lethargy.
Six, five,
the way to
four,
get closer
three,
to the earth
two,
is to sit down.
One, 10, two, 3, 9, four, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We have an energy crisis.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, some of you may wonder whether we're turning back the clock to another age. Gas rationing, oil shortages, reduced speed limits. They all sound like a way of life we left behind with Glenn Miller in the War of the 40s. We have an energy crisis, energy crisis.
My God. Was the only entry in the co-pilot's diary. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
We have an energy crisis. By the end of this decade, we will have developed the potential to meet our own energy needs without depending on any foreign enemy, foreign energy sources.
Watch it.
Foreign energy sources.
The United States is the only major industrial country without a comprehensive, long-range energy policy.
We have only 6% of the world's people in America, but we consume over 30% of all the energy in the world.
A 14-year-old in Pasadena, California, gave up his stereo to save energy.
As a result, the average American will consume as much energy in the next 7 days as most other people in the world will consume in an entire year. Without depending on any foreign enemy sources.
We have an energy crisis.